from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
1, 2, 3. It's time to take a look at today's top headlines.
This is the front page on The Morning Shift.
I'm going to just give it to you straight.
No chaser.
No chaser. No Braves chaser. Lost 1-0 to the White Sox. There you go.
Tiff, let me give you guys the rundown. All right, you ready? I'll give you the recap. Coming to you live from the 92.9 Recap Center.
You have the floor.
The first inning, Lewis Robert Jr. hits a home run off Chris Sale. That was it. That was the recap. That was the entire thing. That was the game.
Well, I'll tell you
the game right there.
As a former mediocre left-handed college pitcher, a 1-0 game is chef's kiss.
I think I would agree.
Chicks take the long ball. I don't care.
Well,
but to the White Sox,
it's not quite as sexy, you know, as like a 6-3 football game. But here's what I'll say.
A 3-2 football game.
Nebraska, Iowa.
Yeah.
Like that. Fantastic.
Like, did you do that game?
Yeah, you did.
The over under for that game was the lowest in the history of Las Vegas odds, and the under hit. Like the over under for that game was like 27 in the under hit.
I could just see Tiffany sitting down against the wall outside the end zone. This game set back football 45 years.
Heat packs inside of her snow boots.
They were done. I had to get multiple.
Hey, how about the White Sox, though? They are now just 39 games under 500, man.
Let me tell you, the worst part of all this is when I'm looking at it and I'm watching, and obviously it's a bullpen game for the White Sox. That's what really it just. Oh my God! Like you, just,
you're hurt.
Man. The Braves come off a doubleheader. I said this yesterday.
They're
fly to Chicago for a one-off before they start this home.
Get on the Bluebird school bus and go from St. Louis to Chicago.
They'll be here for 10 days or something. Starting today, which I'm sure they were looking ahead a little bit. But when you throw a bullpen game, and you're the White Sox, and you look in the win column of this box score, and Jared Schuster, who was on your opening day roster last year, and got traded away along with Soroka and all these other guys you dealt last year in a salary dump, they award him the win yesterday in a 1-0 ball game with Chris Sale, former White Sox, on the mound.
That's right. Sale started with the White Sox.
It's awful. It's awful. It was awful to watch. We're getting past the point of saying, well, they'll come around and the hard hit percentage is up and they're having good at bats. We're past that, dude.
Yeah, forget it.
Adam Duvall is, God love him, and I'm sure he's a great dude. He's been terrible at the plate. Terrible. He's hitting under 100 against right-handed pitchers. The platoon was working out for a little bit. Jarred Kelenic has taken off in this situation. Adam Duvall has plummeted. And as much as I've gone back and forth with Bo over the last month about what the Braves need to do, the trade deadline yesterday made the decision in my mind, you got to go find another outfielder. You just have to.
I've always maintained that you need a corner outfielder.
It was awful. It was awful yesterday, and it was tough to watch.
They got to find some sort of solution to the problems. Let's take a listen to Snit.
I mean, we won a series against the Yankees and felt really good coming out of there. And,
yeah.
You know, same thing yesterday, second game of the doubleheader. We just couldn't score any runs. Pitch has been really good. Bryce was really good yesterday. Bullpen's been really good. Today we got a great start. We're just going to have to, we just got to get it going offensively again.
God, 7 innings, 11 Ks, 1 walk, and just that 1 home run. Chris Sale's amazing yesterday. He's been amazing all year.
And look, we talked about yesterday. I'm a glass half full guy. All right, I'm always going to try to find the positive, but here's where I sit with this still. There's not really to take. There's nothing positive other than Chris Sale's outing to take away from yesterday. Offensively, no. There is zero positive. Jarred Kelenic had a good at bat. Right? I mean,
we're going to do a deep dive on his good at bat because that's really all there was.
But, dude, that's what I'm saying. Forrest Wall had a good bunt.
That was great, wasn't it?
You know what I mean? Yeah. But, like, what are we doing? This is a team who set every offensive record you could think of last year. And we're talking about a guy.
I know.
The highlights of the game against a White Sox bullpen game is that Forrest Wall had a good bunt and Jarred Kelenic had a good at bat. Like, that's what we're talking about. That's what we've been reduced to. And, guys.
Do you need a drink, sir?
I do. It's Friday.
He's standing up now. He's pacing back and forth with a mic in his hand. This is crazy.
My heart rate watching this team, because what if we do? They'll come around. Too good not to. Too much talent. Well, Acuna goes down. Harris goes down. Too much talent not to. Sean Murphy comes back. Oh, great. They're heating up. It's June. It's past Memorial Day. This is when. And it just when's the last time you saw the Braves score double-digit runs, man? I mean, it just seems like this team last year.
The Nixon White House, maybe?
Turned into the launch pad at all times last year. And you can't muster a ball seemingly out of the infield these days.
Well, we were saying this 3 years ago. And then Double A waved his magic wand. They need to bring in some energy and a good bat, and let's see what happens. I'm not going to fly the white flag yet, but I think something bad about it.
Yeah, July 30th, trade deadline. And that's the thing. I don't know who the target will be. It'll be a value pick of some sort. Alex Anthopoulos doesn't do big-name trades usually at the deadline. But the interesting part of this is when you look at the future of the Braves outfield, it's solid. Michael Harris will be back. He's going to be a Brave for a while.
I wonder if he's regressing. I read somebody's offered some little observation about Michael Harris not too long ago, and it was like, oof, is he Jason Hayward?
Dude, I think the same thing all the time.
Oof.
And let me tell you right now, as a guy who grew up as a Cubs fan, when Jason Hayward was signed to a big contract in Chicago, I was like, dude, I don't think this is a good idea. He's got a little bit of flash in the pan offensively. Great defensive outfielder,
great.
But a flash in the pan offensively.
He was a big time leader.
They
though.
Ended up having to cut ties with him before the end of his deal.
He was the sheriff of that locker room though, and he gave that speech where they clinched their World Series when they won it. I mean, he did have some value there, but
it's tough, man. It's tough, but it was. We'll move on. We'll talk about it later. It was tough to watch.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.